was soon given approval by the Education Department, as they had been fully involved in the formulating of the proposal for change in the management of the school. Before this proposal could be put into effect, however, Blacksaw came to see Mike Bowen with his letter of resignation, which Mike accepted. In a letter dated the 15th of March 1937, which was written at the school in Fora, he wrote, quote, "Getting ready today for packing. In 10 days I lay down my work as superintendent of the Athlone Blind School. It is going to be very hard, for the love of the children is wonderful, real love. But the lack of trust and despicable disloyalty on the part of adults fills me with loathing." Close quote. These were strong and sad words indeed for a man of the cloth. It appears that he placed the blame for the state of affairs at the door of others, not recognizing that his own personality and qualifications may have been partly to blame. As a form of protest, he never visited the school again. Even in later years, when he was in Cape Town to participate in the meetings of the South African National Council for the Blind. In spite of his obvious disappointment, Blacksaw remained committed to his work for the blind, with energy. He and his wife, Florence, travelled to the Transvaal, and in 1939 he established the Nzenzeleni Workshop for the Blind in the town of Roodepoort. Blacksaw later, in 1954, established the Arthur Blacksaw School for the Blind in Pietermaritzburg, Natal, now KwaZulu-Natal. When reading of his achievements, Blacksaw undoubtedly left a celebrated legacy of work for the blind in South Africa. With the approval of the Department of Education, in May 1937, the post of principal was immediately advertised. By September, an application had been received which met all the criteria specified and had the qualities desired by the committee. Alfred Marlowe had graduated in 1921 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Languages and Mathematics from Westminster College in the University of London. He later gained the Diploma in Education. After practical teaching experience in England, he emigrated to South Africa in 1925 to teach mathematics and languages in the Methodist Mission School, which was located in the small town of Clarkbury in the Transkei. His upbringing in a Methodist family influenced his missionary teaching vocation. The Clarkbury Methodist Mission School enrolled the young Nelson Mandela into the primary class in 1927. Mr. Marlowe was promoted in 1928 to become head of the Presbyterian Teacher Training College in nearby Blytheswood, not far from the administrative capital of Umtata. He and his family left the Transkei in 1930, having found the demands of bringing up a young family in a primitive rural setting too demanding. They moved to Cape Town, where he had teaching experience in high schools, rising to the position of deputy principal in one of the largest schools. During this time, he graduated with the M.A. degree from the University of Cape Town. Mr. Marlowe not only possessed the necessary academic qualifications and experience, but was also fluent in Xhosa and in Afrikaans, with some understanding of Zulu. He was a competent musician, with a love of choral singing, which he felt could be put to good use with the blind children. The Blind School Committee considered that Mr. Marlowe was the candidate of choice, and this was formally confirmed some weeks later at a meeting of the committee in October.